我想用几节的时间跟大家一起来学习啊得胜的生活。
I would like to use a few sessions to discuss the topic to live a victorious life.
我们一个人一生只能够活一次。
We can only live once.
没有第二次的机会。
We don't have a second chance.
所以生命很宝贵。
So life is very precious.
因此我们活到最后一定要有一个结论，就是我得胜了。
So at the end of our life, we must reach a conclusion that our life has been victorious.
那要过一个得胜的生活，当然第一个要先定义我们的目标是什么。
In order to live a victorious life, the first thing to do is we must define what do you mean by that.
定我目标和 mission.
We have to define our mission.
我们的活着的目标是什么。
What is the mission of our life?
比方说几年前美国去打伊拉克。
For example, a few years ago, America invaded Iraq.
那现在在美国国内，大家就在讨论到底这个有没有得胜。
And so within America, we are now discussing whether we have been victorious.
那这就跟目标有关系了，到底我们要达到目标是什么。
So this is related to our mission. That means what do you want to achieve?
如果这个目标是把以前那个总统把他推翻，那这已经成功了。
If our mission is to topple the former president, then we have already achieved that.
但是如果目标是要建立一个民主的伊拉克，这并没有成功。
But if the mission is to establish a democracy in Iraq, then maybe we have not done so.
那我们活的一辈子，我们的目标是什么
？So for our life, what is our mission?
这个非常的重要。
And this is indeed very important.
那我们要从圣经来看到底我们目标是什么。
So from the scriptures, we must find out what is our mission.
从创世纪的十三章一直到五十章，记载四代的人。
Between Genesis chapter 13 and 50, we have four generations.
那这四代的人都过着漂泊的生活。
These were four wandering generations.
但是这个四代的人他们有一贯的思想。
But for these generations, they have one essential common goal.
就是要得到神应许给他们那一块地。
And that is to inherit the promised land of God.
那一块地代表什么
？What would that land represent?
从圣经看起来，那一块地就是代表神的国。
From the scriptures, it seems that the promised land represents the kingdom of God.
那今天我们活着一辈子，到底我们目标是什么
？So today for our life, what is our mission?
圣经告诉我们，看得见的是暂时的。
The Bible tells us that what we can see with our eyes is only but temporary.
看不见的是永远的。
But what we cannot see would be eternal.
每一个人都有他的梦。
We all have our dreams.
有他的理想。
We have our aspirations.
有一些梦理想不能实现。
Maybe some of our dreams or our aspirations could not be fulfilled.
有一些梦跟理想可以实现。
And we can fulfill some of our dreams or aspirations.
但是虽然实现，有一天也会过去的。
Although these could be fulfilled, these might pass away one day.
因为看得见的是暂时的。
Because what we can see is only but temporary.
你跟一个你所理想的对象结婚。
Maybe you married your ideal partner.
你过得很幸福。
You might find it's a very blissful marriage.
但是几十年以后，死就分离了，就结束了。
But after a few decades, death may separate you both.
我们一直练身体很健康。
We may think that we have a healthy self.
但是几十年过去开始衰老。
But after a few decades, we may become old.
所以如果我们人生的目标是看得见的。
So if the mission of our life is based on what we can see,
有一天这个目标会过去。
Then one day this mission will pass away.
那成功就不能够再定义那个是成功了。
Then we can no longer define that as a success.
所以我们的目标应该是看不见的。
So our mission must be something that cannot be seen by our eyes.
那个才是永远的。
That would mean something which is eternal.
虽然我们现在的生活一直在漂泊，搬来搬去。
Although we may have a wandering life, that means that we move from here to there.
但是如果我们有一个看不见的目标在我们心里面。
But in our mind, if we have a mission which cannot be seen by eyes.
那虽然我们漂泊，但是我们不会迷失。
Although we wander around, we will not get lost.
因为我们知道我们要去哪里。
Because we know where we are going.
我们现在科技的发达，我 英国有很多人在用这个GPS。
Today, we have the advance in technology. Many people are now using GPS.
你只要把那个目标设定。
As long as you define your destination.
然后你怎么开到最后，它就是一个箭头要引导你到那个方向。
Then no matter which direction you go, eventually the arrow will direct you to your destination.
所以我们在你年纪
So while we're still young, in our mind, we've programmed our final destination in our mind.
那你不论搬家到搬到哪里，你不论做什么事情，你到最后那个方向是一样的。
So no matter where you go, whatever you do, your final destination, your direction will be the same.
所以你有一个 GPS, 你就不会迷失的。
So if you have GPS, you will not get lost.
那如果没有很清楚人生的一个目标。
If we have a clear mission in our life, then we will not get lost. Let's look at Abraham. Genesis
13.
In Genesis chapter 12, God called upon Abraham.
第一节说，要离开你的本地、本族、父家，我往我所要指示你的地方去。
Verse 1 of chapter 12, get out of your country, from your kindred, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you.
神要给他一块地。
God wants to give him a piece of land.
然后第二节, 神要使他成为大国。
Verse 2, God will make him a great nation.
然后到了13章,
In chapter 13,
15节,
verse 15,
13章15节。凡你所看见这一切的地，我都要赐给你跟你的后裔，直到永远。For
all the land which you see, I give to you and your descendants forever.
所以神重申要把这块地给他。Once
again, God reaffirmed that the land will be given to him.
那到了18章。
Then we reach chapter 18节，verse 8。17章第八节。Sorry, chapter 17, verse 8。我要将你现在寄居的这个地，就是迦南地，全地赐给你跟你的后裔。 So I will give to you and your descendants after you the land, that is the land of Canaan.
所以神跟亚伯兰立约，这个约就是要给他那一块地。So
God made a covenant with Abraham, and the covenant refers to that piece of land.
那亚伯兰有没有真的得到那一块地？
Did Abraham get possession of that piece of land?
他太太死的时候，他还要用钱去买来埋葬。
When his wife died, he needs to buy a piece of land with money in order to bury her.
但是那一块地到底代表什么？
So what would that land represent?
我们看希伯来书的11章。Let's
look at Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书的11章。Hebrews
chapter 11.
第八节。Verse
8.
亚伯兰因着信蒙召的时候遵命出去往将来要得为业的地方出去的时候还不知道往哪里去这个也就是亚伯兰凭着信心离开故乡往将来要得为业的那个地方。So
by faith Abraham left his homeland in order to go to receive an inheritance which he did not know where he was going.
就是那一块地。
That is that piece of land.
但是到了第九节,
But in verse 9,
说他因着信就在所应许的地方 做客，好像在异地居住帐篷，与那同盟应许的以撒、雅各一样。
So by faith he sojourned in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs which him, with him of the same promise.
那亚伯兰在迦南地，他的生活态度是什么？
So what kind of attitude did Abraham had while he was dwelling in the land of Canaan?
他是做客人。
He was a sojourner.
做客人是暂时的。
So a sojourner would be someone who is living there temporarily.
那他的生活很简单。
He led a simple life.
住帐篷。
He lived in a tent.
为什么？
Why?
第十节。
Verse 10.
因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营所建造的。
For he was waiting for the city which has foundation, whose builder and maker is God.
可见这座城不是那一块。
So we can see that this city does not refer to the land, the land of Canaan,
是属灵的,
but it was spiritual.
那后来又有这样说,
Then he continues to say,
15。他们却想念离开所离开的家乡，还有可以回去的机会。16节，他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，是在天上的。所以这里讲啊，这个亚伯兰到迦南地以后，他信心的一个很大的成长，就是他已经向往天国。
And so this tells us that after Abraham was living in was living in the land of Canaan, his faith has grew to a fact that he was desiring a better, that is, a heavenly country. So because that was his mission, that's why he led like he lived like a sojourner on earth. A very simple life. Because his mindset was already in heaven. So that's the first generation.
那到了第二代就是以撒。The
second generation refers to Isaac.
我们看创世纪26章。Let's
read Genesis 26.
创世纪的26章。Genesis 26. 26章第三节。Verse
3.
第二节开始。
From verse 2.
神让以撒显现说：“你不要下埃及地去， 要住在我所指示的地方。”第三节。
Verse 3.
你寄居在这地， 我必与你同在， 要赐福给你， 因为我要将这地都赐给你跟你的后裔， 我必坚定我向你父亲亚伯兰所起的誓。 这个地方啊， 神， 再一次对以撒说，
In here God reaffirmed to Isaac,
说， 我要将这个地赐给你跟你的后裔。
I will give this land to you and your descendants.
那这是我向亚伯兰所起的誓。
This is the oath which I swore to Abraham.
所以虽然以撒也是在漂流，
And so although Isaac was also wandering,
但是 他的心 有一个 没有改变的一个盼望， 就是神赐给他这一块地。
But there was an unchanging hope in him, and that is the piece of land which God has given him.
那以撒以后就到的雅各。
After Isaac, we have Jacob.
那雅各也是漂流。
Jacob also wandered around.
但是他在开始漂流之前， 神向他显现。
But before his wandering life, God appeared to him.
请看28章。
Let's read chapter 28 of Genesis.
28章的13节。
Verse 13.
神站在梯子以上，说：“我是你的主亚伯兰的神，也是以撒的神。我要将现在你所躺卧之地赐给你跟你的后裔。”雅各要出故乡。
Jacob was to leave his hometown.
因为他的哥哥要杀他。
Because his brother was pursuing his life.
所以开始要漂流。
So he started his wandering life.
他以为他很孤单。
He felt that he was alone.
但是想不到， 在旷野睡觉的地方神向他显现。
But unexpectedly, God appeared to him in the wilderness.
说：“我是你父亲亚伯兰以撒的神。”
He said, I am the Lord God of Abraham your father.
然后我要将你躺卧的地赐给你。
He says, the land on which you lie, I will give to you.
雅各醒起来，他很害怕。
And when Jacob awoke, he was afraid.
想不到神竟然在这个地方。
He never realized that God was at that place.
所以他就向神许愿了，如果神带我回来，我应该在这地方献祭。So
he made a vow to God that if God brought him back, he would offer sacrifices to God.
然后雅各后来漂流过一段时间以后，他就回来了。
After a certain period of wandering around, Jacob managed to return home.
他遇到很多困难。
He met much difficulties.
但是神带领他回来。
But God brought him back home.
为什么？
Why?
因为神要把这个地赐给他。
Because God was to give the land to him.
所以神就把他带回来。
So God brought him back.
那雅伯就回到这个地方， 向神献祭。
So Jacob returned and he offered sacrifices to God.
所以这是第三代。
So that was the third generation whereby God promised that the land will be given to them.
那雅各后来,
After Jacob died in Egypt,
因为他去看约瑟,
because he went to visit Joseph,
因为饥荒的原因,
due to the famine at that time,
后来死在埃及,
and he died in Egypt.
那他特别吩咐要把他的骸骨带回来。
And specifically said that his bones must be returned.
要葬在这个神应许给他那一块地。
That the bones must be buried in the piece of land which God has promised them.
那到了约瑟。
During the time of Joseph,
这是第四代,
that's the fourth generation.
我们看约瑟的心在哪里?
Let's see where the mindset of Joseph lies.
创世纪五十章,
Genesis 50.
创世纪五十章,
Genesis 50.
二十四节,
verse 24.
约瑟对他兄弟说我要死了但神必定看顾你们领你们从这地上去到他岂是应许给亚伯兰以撒雅各之地约瑟呢在最受要死以前所讲的话是很重要的、
Before the death of Joseph he gave a very important instruction、
说神要把你带回去到他应许给亚伯兰、以撒、雅各之地。
He said, God will surely visit you and bring you out of this land to the land of which he swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
虽然他在埃及地做宰相
，So although he was the governor of Egypt，
但是他没有忘记神要给他们的是那一块应许之地，不是他现在住的。
But he has never forgotten the fact that the piece of land which God promised them was never the piece of land in Egypt.
那他人生最后一个愿望是什么？
What was his last wish?
所以在二十五节
Verse 25
叫雅各的子孙起誓要把他的骸骨从这个地搬上去就是搬到迦南地区
That his bones should be carried back to the land of Canaan
那以后出埃及记如果在十三章可以看到他们出埃及的时候真的把约瑟的骸骨带着出来
And in Exodus chapter 13 we can see that for the Exodus of the Israelites they brought the bones of Joseph with them
那约书亚记的二十四章约书亚攻克迦南以后就把他葬在他的祖先的把约瑟葬在他祖先的坟地里面
And Joshua 24 after the Israelites were victoriousin the land of Canaan, they buried the bone of Joseph there.
所以这个世代的人有一贯的思想，就是要得到那一块应许之地。
So the common goal, or the common mission of these four generations is that they want to inherit the land, the promised land.
这个今天就是我们所要承受的那一块地。
And this is the land which we are also to inherit.
就是神的国。
That is the kingdom of God.
那到了创世纪结束的时候以色列百姓就约瑟就带七十个人就下到埃及就住下来。
At the end of Genesis, we can see that Jacob brought us with him 70 of his family members down to Egypt.
然后到了出埃及记。
And then we come to Exodus.
他们在埃及大概住了四百或者四百五十年。
They have been living in Egypt for about 400 to 450 years.
一直的繁荣昌盛，人数增加很多。
And the descendants multiplied and grew exceedingly.
埃及王就很害怕，就逼迫他们要把他们消灭。
And Pharaoh of Egypt was afraid and started to persecute the Israelites.
然后我们就看第二章。
Let's read second chapter of Exodus.
出埃及记第二章。
Exodus 2.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
过了多年，埃及王死了，以色列人做苦工，就叹息哀求他们的哀声达到神。二十四节
，verse 24，
神听见他们的哀声，就纪念他与亚伯兰、以撒、雅各所立的约。这个讲这个以色列人受逼迫，就向神哀求。
And here we can see that the Israelites were afflicted, and because of that, they cried out to the Lord.
那神听见他们哀声
，God heard their groaning.
神纪念他与亚伯兰、以撒、雅各的约。
And God remembered His covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
那个约是什么
？What's that covenant？
就是要让他们承受。那一块应许之地
and that is that these people have to are to inherit the promised land
那要怎么让他们承受那一块地呢
how could they inherit the promised land
看第三章
chapter 3
第八节
verse 8
我下来要救他们脱离埃及人的手领他们出那地到美好宽阔流奶与蜜之地这个就是出埃及的开始。
So this is the beginning of the Exodus.
要出埃及才能够来承受神给应许给他们的那一块地。
They have to leave the land of Egypt in order to inherit the promised land of God.
那圣经里面 又记载跨过红海代表洗礼。
In the Bible, it tells us that the crossing of the Red Sea prefigures baptism.
埃及代表这个世界。
And Egypt would prefigures the world.
埃及虽然好。
Although Egypt was good,
没有希望。
But there was no hope.
所以要出埃及。
So they have to leave Egypt.
世界虽然好。
Although the world is good,
但是世界给我们没有希望。
But the world will not give us any hope.
那怎么出世界？
So how can we get out of the world?
要接受洗礼。
We have to be baptized.
那我们就出了世界。
Then we have to get out of the world.
这个就是出埃及记。
So that's the book of Exodus.
就神指示摩西所做的。
And that is God's instruction to Moses.
那在出埃及记以后，那就是出埃及以后就行旷野路。
So after Exodus, then we have the Israelites wandering in the wilderness.
那以后就进到迦南。
Then eventually they entered the land of Canaan.
那个迦南。当然就是指着神的国。
Of course, Canaan represent the kingdom of God.
所以迦南有两个解释。
So there are two meanings or interpretations regarding Canaan.
一个就是你死了以后上到天国。
One tells us that after you die, you will go to heavenly kingdom.
人生这个旷野的旅程结束，上到天国。
That after your wandering, your pilgrimage of your life in this world, you will go to the kingdom of God.
那第二个。
Secondly,
就是我们还没有死以前。
It tells us that before we die,
我们能够真正进到神的国里面。
We can truly enter into the kingdom of God.
那一块是牛奶与蜜之地。
That is the land flowing with milk and honey.
还没有死，我们就可以体会到天国的滋味。
In fact, before we die, we can already taste the kingdom of God.
那这个就是我们人生的一个目标 mission.
That is the mission of our life.
就是去承受神给我们那一块牛奶与蜜之地。
That is to inherit the land flowing with milk and honey, which God promised us.
我们还活着的时候，让神的国在我们的内心实现，生活中实现。
While we're still alive, we are allowed the manifestation of the kingdom of God in our heart.
我们死了以后，能够真的上到天国。
Then after we died, we can truly enter into the kingdom of God.
那有了这个目标，我们将来，我们将来才能够定义我们人生是成功的。
It's only after we have this mission in our mind, then we can define whether our life could be successful or not.
有这个目标，我们才能够生活才不会迷失。虽然我们一直在漂泊。
It's only with this mission in our heart that although we wandered in the world, we will not get lost.
但是很可惜的，我们看到有的人虽然在信耶稣
，Unfortunately, we see many Christians who believe in Jesus.
但是，我们在他的观念里面，你不会看到说他人生最后的目标是在天国。
But they never have the concept in the mind that at the end they are to enter the kingdom of God in heaven.
没有这个目标，人就没有所谓的成功。
Without that mission, then you will never be successful in your life.
那到约书亚记第一章。
In the book of Joshua, chapter 1,
我们看约书亚记的第一章。
Let's read Joshua 1.
所以圣经里面有一贯的思想。
So in the Bible, there is a common theme.
所以每一卷都是连在一起的。
So every book connects with the book that follows.
不是分开来没有关系的。
They are not disconnected or without relations.
摩西把以色列百姓带出了埃及。
After Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt,
然后在旷野漂流40年
and they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years,
带到迦南地的旁边
they were brought to the verge, the bank of the land of Canaan.
他的工作结束了
and Moses' work has finished.
那现在约书亚来接这个工作
Now Joshua is to succeed the work.
所以在约书亚记第一章里面
in Joshua chapter 1,
神告诉约书亚做什么。
God told Joshua what to do next.
我们看第一节。
Let's read chapter 1 verse 1.
神的摩西仆人摩西死了，神对摩西的帮手嫩的儿子约书亚说，第二节。
Verse 2.
我的仆人摩西死了，现在你要起来和众百姓过约旦河，往我所要赐给以色列人的地。这里说神说你要带领以色列百姓到我所要给以色列人之地。
And here God told Joshua to lead the people to the land which God was giving to them.
那一块地就是几百年前神应许给亚伯拉罕的地。
This land refers to the land which God promised to Abraham a few hundred years ago.
大概至少500年以前。
At least 500 years ago.
但是经过了几百年以后，现在约书亚的脚要踏到那一块地。
But after this long time, now eventually Joshua and Israelites are to step upon this land.
过去他们是凭着信心在仰望。
In the past, with faith, they hope for the future.
但是信心的结果就是眼睛要看到。
But the fruit of their hope is eventually that they will see with their own eyes.
我们现在没有看到天国。
Now we have not yet seen the heavenly kingdom.
我们是凭信心。
But we have faith.
但信心的果效就是有一天我们要看到天国。
The fruit of our faith means that one day we can see heaven.
那这就是约书亚的工作。
And that is the work of Joshua.
要带领以色列百姓真的踏到神给他们祖宗那一块应许之地。
To truly bring the Israelites to the land which God has previously promised to the ancestors.
第四点，这一块地啊，就是预表神的国。
And this land prefigures the kingdom of God.
这是圣经里面给我们讲得很清楚的。
And this is explained very clearly in the scriptures for us.
我们看马太福音第四章。
Let's read Matthew chapter 4.
马太福音的第四章。
Matthew chapter 4.
第四章的十七节
Chapter 4 verse 17
从那个时候耶稣就传起道来说天国近了你们应当要悔改主耶稣传道来的第一个讯息是什么
What's the first message which Jesus preached?
天国近了
The kingdom of heaven is at hand
天国就是神的国
The kingdom of heaven is the kingdom of God
天国近了就是要借着主耶稣把他带到人间来。
That is, through Jesus, the kingdom of God will be brought to man.
表示主耶稣要给我们一个盼望。
That means Jesus is going to give us hope.
要来承受神应许给亚伯拉罕那一块地。
That we are to inherit the land which God had promised to Abraham.
因为那一块地不只是物质的地，那一块地也是天上。更美的家乡。
Not only would that land refers to a piece of land on earth, but it also refers to a better homeland in heaven.
那这个就是我们今天属灵以色列人的一个人生最重要的盼望。
So this is the greatest aspiration for us as a spiritual Israelite.
要来承受主耶稣所带给我们神的国。
We are to inherit the kingdom of God which Jesus brought us.
那这个天国在哪里
So where is this kingdom of God?
路加福音十七章
In Luke 17
十七章的二十一节
Luke 17 verse 21
人也不说看啊在这里看啊在那里因为神的国就在你们心里面这个地方说神的国就在你们心里面
In here it tells us that the kingdom of God is within us
所以主耶稣讲那个天国近了那个神的国就在我们心里面要实现
So when Jesus says the kingdom of God is at hand this means the realization of the kingdom of God in us
那到罗马书十四章保罗就指出这一块流奶与蜜之地的实际的表现是什么
？So in Romans chapter 14, Paul points out what's the real manifestation of this land of milk and honey.
我们看罗马书十四章十七节。
Let's look at Romans 14 verse 17.
因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平并圣灵中的喜乐。这里在讲神的国实现有三个特色。
So in here it tells us, chapter 14 verse 17, it tells us that there are three characteristics concerning the kingdom of God.
第一个是公义。
First is righteousness.
什么是公义？
What do you mean by righteousness?
就是一切都是对的。
That means everything is right.
在神看来是对的。
In the eyes of God, which is right.
那公义的表现就是没有罪，因为都是对的。
Because everything is right, righteousness also means without sin.
神的国实现，那个地方没有罪。
When the kingdom of God manifests, then there will be no sin.
罪的权势不能够再控制我们，因为神在那个地方充满。
The power of sin can no longer control us because the kingdom of God is fulfilled in us.
所以你看，这个世界是被罪所控制的地方。
You can see that in the world, this is a place where sin controls.
因为人不愿意来接受。 神的国。
It is not willing that people should accept the kingdom of God.
那公义的结果是什么？
What is the end result of righteousness?
下面就是和平平安。
Secondly, it tells us peace.
这是天国实现的一个特色。
This is a major characteristic of the manifestation of the kingdom of God.
就是人心中要充满着平安。
That means that in us we will be filled with peace.
那这个平安跟公义有绝对的关系。
Peace is directly related to righteousness.
我们看以赛亚书的三十二章。
Let's look at Isaiah 32.
以赛亚书三十二章。
Isaiah 32.
十六节。
Verse 16.
那是公平要居住在旷野，公义要居住在肥田啊。十七节
，17，
公义的果效就是平安，公平的效验必是平稳直到永远，啊，所以这个十七节啊，说公义的果效是平安。
Isaiah 32:17 tells us that the work of righteousness will be peace.
啊，公平的效验是平稳直到永远。
And the effect of righteousness is quietness and assurance forever.
因为没有罪啊，所以神与我们同在。
Because we have because there's no more sin, that's why God will be with us.
我们就没有害怕。
We will not be afraid anymore.
神跟我们同在，你要害怕害怕。
Because God is with us, we no longer be afraid.
那我们也没有忧虑。
And we need not worry.
那这个叫做平安。
So that means peace.
那十八节。
Verse 18,
我的百姓必居住在平安的居所，安稳的住处，平静安歇的所在。这个十八节的应许不是照天国才有的。
The promises in verse 18 is not just to be manifested in the heavenly kingdom.
这个平安的应许是我们在地面上就可以体验得到。
This promise of peace can also be realized on earth.
这是神国实现的一个特色。
And that is one of the major characteristics of the manifestation of the kingdom of God on earth.
所以你在古圣徒的身上，你都可以看到平安。
So we can find peace amongst the olden day saints.
就是因为基督住在他们里面。
Because Christ dwells in them.
虽然在环境有各种变化，
although surrounding environment may be forever changing,
但是神同在很平安。
But with God, when God was with them, they have peace.
那罗马书十四章十七节最后说，圣灵中的喜乐。
In Romans chapter 14 verse 17, the last thing which Paul said would be joy in the Holy Spirit.
喜乐从哪里来？
Where can we find joy?
喜乐从满足来。
From being content.
人的心要怎么可以得到满足？
How can our heart be content?
只有神的灵充满才能够满足。
Only when the Spirit of God dwells and fulfills in us.
我们想想看，如果有一个地方没有罪恶的辖制，又很平安又很喜乐，那是什么地方？
So where can we find a place where there will be no more sin, where there will be no sin, and we can find peace and joy?
那个地方就是天国。
And that is heavenly kingdom.
主耶稣说，天国就在你的心里面。
But Jesus said, the kingdom of God is in our midst.
所以我们在追求神的国，到最后就是生活的一种体验跟感受，将来我们要去天国的那一种生活。
So when we pursue for the kingdom of God, it is finally we realize within us that this can be realized in our heart.
那这个需要跨过约旦河。
And we need, therefore, to cross the River Jordan.
那我们才能够得到这个天国。
So that we can gain the heavenly kingdom.
所以信仰绝对不是说信了耶稣也好像没事情做。
So for our faith, it's not just to be rested after we have believed in Jesus.
好像礼拜六就抱着圣经来做一做，好像没有什么事情。
It's just a habit that we come every Sabbath to come to the church and sit for a while.
当我们不断地去追求。
We have got to pursue continuously.
一直到最后，我们的心灵能够体会到平安、喜乐、公义。
Until the day that in our heart we can experience this peace, joy, and righteousness.
就是在地如天的生命。
And that is on earth as in heaven.
这个就是我们人生的目标。
And that is our mission in life.
达到那个，就是叫做胜得胜。
If we have reached that, then we can claim victory.
那如果我们在地上能够达到那里，那我们将来就可以到天国。
If on earth we can reach that stage, then in the future we can also enter the kingdom of God.
所以这个神的国到最后就是指着来生我们要去的地方。
And so the kingdom of God at the end refers to a place where we shall go at the end.
好像主耶稣对那个强盗说：“今日你要同我在乐园里。”
Just as Jesus said to the robber that today you will be with me in paradise.
那就是突破今生的生命。达到来世的永恒。
That is to overcome the this life in order to reach eternity.
所以我们整个人生的目标就是要承受这一块应许之地。
So the mission of our life is to inherit the promised land.
好，那主耶稣他就是要通往天国啊，这个神的国那一条道路。
So Jesus is the way which enable us to reach God's kingdom.
我们看约翰福音十四章。
Let's look at John chapter 14.
约翰福音的十四章。
John chapter 14.
第六节
Verse 6
耶稣说我就是道路真理生命若不借着我没有人能够到父那里去这里说主耶稣说没有借着我没有人能够到父那里去
In here Jesus said No one comes to the Father except through me
所以他就是道路
So he is the way
只有借着耶稣我们才能够回到神的国里面
Only through Jesus can we return back to the kingdom of God
才能够承受那一块应许牛奶与蜜之地
That we can inherit the promised land which is flowing with milk and honey
那今天我们都已经信耶稣了
Today we have all believed in Jesus
所以我们需要在主耶稣里面不断地去追求
So we have to continue to pursue in the Lord
来追求那一块神应许给我们那一块地
To pursue the promised land from God
好好，那既然我们现在已经看清楚了，我们人生的目标就是要承受那一块地。
So if we are now very clear that our mission in life is to inherit the promised land,
那我们就进到第二点。
Then we shall enter the second part,
就是我们要预备。
That means that is we have to prepare.
预备来怎么来得到那一块地
？We have to prepare ourselves in order to inherit the land.
如果我们从出埃及记可以看到要得到那一块地第一个就是摩西要接受训练
From Exodus chapter 1 we realize that in order to inherit the land first thing Moses did was that he has to receive training
然后以色列百姓也要接受操练
And then following the Israelites also have to be trialed
所以到了约书亚记他们这个两个工作都做好到约书亚记他们才能够进到真正的迦南地来得到那块地
So only after these tasks have been completed then when we reach the book of Joshua then they can truly enter and inherit the land
教会就是神所拣选的人的一个集合
The church is an assembly of those chosen people of God
那我们就是教会的工人
And we are the workers within the church
所以我们做的工作可能是摩西的工作
So maybe the work that we do is the work like the work of Moses
所以透过我们做的工作要把我们整个教会带进那个牛奶与蜜那块地就是神的国里面
Through our work maybe we are to lead the church to inherit the promised land of milk and honey
是我们的教会里面充满着平安跟喜乐还有公义
so that we will enable the church to be filled with righteousness, peace, and joy.
好像主耶稣训练十二个门徒
just as Jesus trained the 12 disciples.
主耶稣升天以后
after Jesus' ascension,
透过十二个门徒所做的工作，建立了使徒教会
through the work of the 12 disciples, they established the apostolic church.
那我们刚刚看到，我们可以看到使徒教会刚建立的时候。那一块地就是牛奶与蜜之地
We can see that soon after the church was established That piece of land is a land flowing with milk and honey
从使徒行传第二章你可以看到里面充满着喜乐充满着平安充满着神的恩典还神很丰富的同在
We can see from the book of Acts chapter 2 that the church was filled with peace, joy and the grace and blessings of God
所以今天我们在这里训练要训练什么
So today we are being trained What for?
就是要学习摩西
We are to learn from Moses
要学习约书亚
We are to learn from Joshua
在我们地方教会的服事来帮助我们的教会带进那一块牛奶蜜之地
Then when we serve in our local church we can bring or lead the church into the promised land
那这样我们的人生就可以定义是成功的
Then we can define our life as successful
所以离开神就没有所谓成功的人生
So if you leave God then you will never have a successful life
所罗门成功吗
Was Solomon a success?
当然以人的标准是成功的
From man's standard, he was a success
但是他对自己的人生有一个结论
But he drew his own conclusion concerning his life
这是虚空的
He said all is vanity
这个英文有的翻作 vanity 有的翻作什么 meaningless. 我想这个都是相通的。
So vanity or meaningless, they are all the same.
那就是没有意义。
That means it is without meaning.
为什么
？Why?
因为他年纪大要死了，他发现他地上所去追求的，他一个也得不到。
Because when he was about to die, he realized that whatever he pursued while alive, he obtained nothing.
所以他所抓到是风啊，是空的。
So he could only catch wind.
那他活一辈子叫做没有意义啊。
So he found his whole life meaningless.
所以离开神就没有所谓成功可言。
So when you depart from God, we can never talk about success.
只有在神里面才有成功。
You can only find success in God.
你的一生才能够抓住一些东西。
It's only then in your life you can grasp something.
而且是最宝贵的。
And found what is most precious.
好像保罗一样。
Like Paul.
他活着一辈子。
He led his life.
他要结束了。
When at the end of his life.
现在公义的冠冕为我存留。
He said the crown of righteousness is awaiting me.
这个叫做成功。
And that.Could be termed as success.
通过他做的工作
through his work,
他把教会带进神的那个丰盛的里面
he brought the church into the abundance of God.
到最后他本身也要进到那一块牛奶蜜的地
At the end, he also personally is to enter the promised land of milk and honey.
这个叫做人生的成功
So this, we can say it is success in life.
或者说人生的得胜
Or we can say it is victory in life.
这个就是我们受训的一个很重要的目标。
So this is a very important goal for our training.
我们看 B 的第一点。
Let's look at the notes B1.
以色列百姓要走旷野路之前。
Before the Israelites are to wander in the wilderness.
神先操练摩西。
God first trained Moses.
所以摩西后来可以去带领以色列百姓。
So eventually Moses was able to lead the Israelites.
所以从出埃及记的第一章开始
，From Exodus chapter 1,
我们就看到神预备的摩西。
We can see how God prepared Moses.
因为在第二章开始
，From chapter 2,
神就用摩西在带领以色列百姓。
God made use of Moses to lead the Israelites.
所以出埃及这是必然的。
So it is inevitable that we have to undergo Exodus.
那既然要出埃及，要有人带领。
If we are to undergo this Exodus, we have to be led by someone.
所以神就先预备他的工人。
So God first prepared His worker.
因此，今天如果我们有机会在教会服事
，So today if we have the opportunity to serve in the church,
这是一种神给我们的恩典。
This is a blessing from God.
每一个圣工，神都会预备人。
Because for every type of work, God would prepare a worker.
今天可能神在预备你。
Maybe today God is preparing you.
要使你在你的地方教会里面来带领你的地方教会，让你的地方教会能够不断的进步。
To enable you to lead in your local church, so that your local church can advance further.
那这是一个非常尊贵的工作。
This is a very noble work.
如果我们不愿意做
If we are unwilling to do so,
其实神可以拣选其他的人。
Yes, God can choose another worker.
他把他的灵一点点放在一个人身上，他就受很大的感动。
If only he put a very tiny portion of God's spirit on a particular individual, he would be blessed indeed.
他只要把他的能力一点点放在一个人身上，那个人就大有能力。
If only a little a portion of God's power is upon a person, that person will be very powerful.
所以如果我们不愿意做其实神可以用其他的人。
So if we are unwilling to work, God could rise up another worker.
所以服侍神是一个机会。
So serving the Lord is an opportunity.
我在神学院呢，有三个有一共三个人，我们这一届有三个人。
When I was studying in the theological seminary, we have three students altogether.
出来当传道第一个，他已经第一年他就离世了，上天国。
One of them after graduating, he died after working for the Lord for 1 year.
去年我另外一个说退休了。
Last year, another of my colleague retired.
我从来没有想过退休，他一退休我才开始想退休这件事情。
Personally, I've never thought about retirement, but after my colleague has retired, now I started to think about retirement.
那我就在想这几十年来。
I said for the past few decades,
我有机会能够服侍神。
I have the opportunity to serve God.
虽然一无所有，但是也是样样都有。
Although it seems that I have nothing, but in actual fact, I have everything.
但是这个有人问我说你坐船到几年，我都要算一算，我都没有算过。
And in actual fact, when people ask me how long have you been a preacher, I need to count because it's I never memorize it.
快三十年了。
In actual fact, nearly 30 years.
我觉得很有意义。
I found it most meaningful.
因为我能够把我的时间用来服侍神。
Because I can make use of my time to serve God.
我常常在想啊，如果这过去三十年我是在世界上做事情。
I always say it, if I spend the last 30 years working in this world.
很有可能啦，可能钱多赚一点。
It's very possible that I will have earned quite a bit of money.
但是那种内心的服侍神，那种平安跟喜乐，那种对神的体验，可能不是我能体验得到。
But the peace and joy and all the experience that I gained while serving the Lord would never be mine.
所以我一直非常感谢神。
So all along I have been very thankful.
他给我机会来服侍他。
He gave me the opportunity to serve him.
人都是要走完这条路的。
We all have to finish our journey one day.
但是你能够被神所用，这是一个极大的恩典。
But it is a great blessing and grace of God that we can be used by the Lord.
因此，我们如果神要用我们，不一定当传道了，在地方教会神要用你啊，这是一个很大的恩典。
So if God is to use you, maybe not necessarily as a preacher, but even working in the local church, it is a great opportunity for everyone of us.
这样的生活很有意义。
And such life would be very meaningful.
也非常的喜乐。
It would be with joy.
因为每一天你觉得你做了很有意义的事情。
Because every day you realize that you're doing something very meaningful.
那为着要来服侍神。
But in order to serve God,
所以摩西要接受操练。
Moses has to be trained first.
就是从出埃及记的第二章。
So in Exodus chapter 2 onwards,
这是我们常常很熟悉的一些教训。
These are some teachings which we are all very familiar with.
摩西40岁有没有才能？有。
Was Moses gifted at the age of 40? Yes.
说话行事都有才能。
In terms of eloquence, in terms of his skills in life, he was greatly gifted.
因为他受埃及一切的教育。
Because he had undergone all the educations in Egypt.
摩西40岁有没有信心？
Did Moses have faith when he was age of 40?
有。
Yes.
而且这个信心可能我们现在都比不上。
In actual fact, maybe we can his faith exceeds ours.
几年前啊，我们教会在设计这个 TJC 大 ORG 这个网路。
A few years ago, when the church started its website at the TJC.org website,
花了好多的人力。
We threw a lot of resources into it.
有几个青年啊，在公司请假一年。
A few youths, they took time off from work for about a year.
来教会做义工。
And turned themselves into volunteers for the church.
他都没有从教会接受这个财务上的这个pay。
They did not receive any financial assistance from the church.
工作精神很好。
They have great attitude.
真的有时候看了也是非常的感动。
In actual fact, I was removed when I saw them doing that.
但是如果我们看摩西。
But when we look at Moses,
在希伯来书十一章里面讲，
in the book of Hebrews 11, it tells us,
他舍弃三件事情。
He has forsaken three things.
一个是地位。
First is his status.
一个是享受。
Secondly is his enjoyment in life.
第三个是财富。
Thirdly is wealth.
同一天。
On the same day.
这是一个很有信心的决定。
It was a decision made with great faith.
有一次这个梅总在 interview 这个报名当神学生。
One time USJ is to was to interview those who want to become who registered become a preacher。
我看他们，他们在 interview 的时候流着眼泪。
When I saw them, during the interview, these prospective candidates were filled with tears。
我仔细看，他们不是没有工作啊。
It's not that they have no work to do.
他工作的配相当高啊。
In actual fact, they were highly paid individuals.
怎么会出来当传道呢？
But how come that they want to give all this up to become a preacher?
神感动他。
They were moved by God.
这是一个信心的决定。
And that is a decision made with faith.
他们出来当传道，可能从教会领受的，可能不到他们原来配的二分之一或三分之一。
Maybe their pay in church would be less than half or even one third of their original pay.
对这件事情，流着眼泪在 来验证。
But they went for interviews filled with tears.
所以这确实 让我们知道说 当时摩西要 从埃及出来，这是一个很大信心的决定。
So in actual fact, this helped us to realize that when Moses decided to leave Egypt, it was a great decision made with faith.
不等于摩西40岁就能被神所用。
But that does not equate to the fact that at the age of 40, Moses was ready to be used by God.
他服侍神大概只有一天。
Maybe he served God for one day only.
然后经历40年的操练。
Then he has to be trained for another 40 years.
所以我们要服侍神需要操练。
So when we are to serve God, we have first to be trained.
他真的出来做工40年。
He eventually worked for God for about 40 years.
但是他操练的过程40年。
But he also underwent training for 40 years.
所以这个 训练的预备是很重要的。
So for us, training and preparation are both very important.
好，一起默祷。